Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. And it is July the 6th, 2020, and it's Monday. God bless us. It's a pleasure to wake up to His warm embrace. I thank God for this day, and I give Him the honor and the praise. My topic today is going to be brief. It's about harmony. And God knows we need this more so than anything right now. And Heavenly Father, as I get into the Word, I pray for all those that are shut in, locked in, can't get out due to the virus, those that are following God's rules, and listening and hearing and understanding what this pandemic is all about, and not just saying that I am invincible or I am Superwoman or Superman. We are not that, okay? But God knows, and God has the final say in all the matters. I pray for healing soon in this country and for the pandemic. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Harmony. Harmony is the core of agreement. Musically, harmoniously, notes create sounds agreeable to the listener. We strive for harmony in our life by thinking, speaking, acting in ways that encourage accord in relationships. Drawing from my spiritual faculties of love and judgment, I foster harmony by honoring the ideals of others. I listen with intention. I value all viewpoints, knowing that each person brings a different background and perspective to each situation. I do my part to promote unity by giving space and attention to ideas that differ from mine and finding new ways to encourage agreement. In doing so, I help create an environment of mutual respect where all involved work toward a common goal. There's no separation, and you have to be on one accord. You have to be agreeable, and you have to work, and you have to listen to other people's ideas. In Romans 12:16, it says, "Live in harmony with one another." My God, you have to learn to live in harmony. Because if we don't have that, then what do we have? You know, you have to not be living separate, but not say living separate, but have separate ideas. That's what I'm saying. And the Bible has another verse, 1 Peter 3:8. "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind." That you do have. Well, what does the Bible say about harmony with others? It says a whole lot, you know, because It's much needed. I mean, look at what we're going through today. And do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. Help one another. Build up one another. Don't tear one another apart. It's enough of that going on today in real. And we need to live in harmony and love one another. Bring the love back and not the hate. You know, people are always saying, well, I got to hate, or I'm got to say something, or I got to go back, or I got to have the final word, or this or that. You don't need the final word. If you are walking in God's, God has the final word, not you. You know, harmony is harmony. And it is as it say, you know. Romans 14:19 says, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. It did not say tear you down. It says to upbuild everyone. In Romans 12:16-8, it said, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own insight. Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all, if possible, so far as it depends on you. You live peaceably with all. I am Evangelist Faye, and again, my word for the day is harmony. Live it, breathe it, trust it. Amen. I love you because God first loved you. Amen. Amen. I'll see you Wednesday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. Keep walking in the faith. Love one another and take care of one another. Amen. Amen.